Nolte, Texas drops off busload of illegals at Kamala's home. By John Nolte on May 15, 2023. Texas delivered another busload of illegal immigrants to her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris's home Sunday at the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. This is not the first time Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, has done this. Last October, Abbott dropped about 40 illegals at Harris's place. Washington, D.C., is a sanctuary city, so why not? Shipping these illegals to blue cities is a smart policy for two reasons. First, it gets these illegals out of the states Democrats are desperate to turn into California by way of completely altering their culture. California used to be a reliably Republican state. Second, it spreads this invasion's pain to those causing it. When cities such as D.C., Chicago, and New York self-righteously declare themselves sanctuary cities, they do so believing they would 1. Never feel the pain of the illegal immigration their invitations cause and 2. Aid in transforming America's border states into Los Angeles. The idea that Joe Biden has opened the border to millions of illegals for any reason other than to transform the American population is not only absurd, it flies in the face of countless comments from Democrats admitting that this is the reason. Democrats care about nothing but power. They don't care what all this illegal labor does to working-class job opportunities and wages. They don't care about the cost to taxpayers. They don't care about all the Americans who die at the hands of illegals and the poisonous drugs that follow them. They don't care about the sex trafficking that comes part and parcel with an open border. They do not care. All Democrats care about is cementing Arizona as a blue state and turning Texas blue. The cost in human lives, American and Mexican, and human wreckage are merely the broken eggs for the Democrat Party's utopian omelet. So, Republican governors must ship these illegals to blue cities and keep shipping them until the Democrat mayors demand the White House enforce immigration law or the voters in these cities wake up to the devastation and finally change their stupid voting patterns. Related, FMR. Obama acting ICE director, majority of arrivals at border will be released for years, and that will draw people here. If Biden is re-elected in 2024, nothing will stop him from quadrupling down on this foreign invasion. As a result, we could be looking at tens of millions of unknown illegals flooding our country. I'm all for legal immigration. My wife is a legal immigrant from Mexico. People who are vetted and contribute and make America better and more prosperous, I'm all for that. America is a country of immigrants. What America is not and can never survive is being a country of illegal immigrants. Watch. Drone footage shows long lines of immigrants gathered at El Paso border. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.